Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We are continuing our study through the book of Hebrews. I am grateful for the Lord's guidance through this. A man who hid for 32 years, fearing punishment of pro-Nazi wartime activity, says he used to cry when he heard happy voices outside, but dared not show himself even at his mother's funeral. Janice Russ was a young shoemaker when he went into hiding at his sister's farmhouse in June 1945. He was found years later after she bought a large supply of bread in a nearby village of Zalna. If I had not been discovered, I would have remained in hiding. So I am happy that this happened, Russ told a reporter. Throughout those years, he did nothing. He never left the house and could only look down at the village in the valley. This man's life is a sad illustration of what can happen to someone when they let fear dictate their lives. This world can be a scary place and can be particularly scary for those who are following Jesus Christ. Jesus told us that we would suffer for his namesake. Now, as we have studied this letter to the Hebrews, we have come to an understanding that the audience the writer is addressing have experienced some suffering and persecution and scary situations in their life. I see a couple of phrases in this passage that show us that the writer is trying to help the Hebrew believers see that faith in the Lord will help them overcome scary situations in their lives, scary situations that they are facing. Look at verse 23 for a moment in Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And notice the last phrase here. And they were not afraid of the king's command. Now, that shows that the parents of Moses were not afraid of the king's command. Look at verse 27 now. It says, by faith he, Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. You see, the writer of Hebrews points out the lack of fear both in the parents of Moses and in Moses himself for a reason. These folks in the Hebrew audience were facing fear. They were facing scary situations, situations that were making them contemplate rejecting their faith in Christ. Yet they did not have to do that because God was going to be with them. They just needed to have faith in the Lord, just like Moses' parents and Moses himself. In the writer's description of both the parents of Moses and Moses himself, it is revealed that they did not fear Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh was the most powerful person on earth at the time and was definitely someone most people would fear. However, because of their faith, Moses and his parents overcame their fear of Pharaoh. Their faith allowed God to use them for his kingdom purposes in accomplishing the promised plan given to Abraham. We talked a little bit about that this morning, and we've been talking about that promise that God made to Abraham as we studied the book of Hebrews and Isaiah. Their faith helped them become fearless. Their faith helped them become fearless. I believe God wants us to have a fearless faith, a faith that helps us overcome our fears and accomplish his plan in our lives. So let's take a look at this passage and see the benefits of a fearless faith. First of all, I want you to notice verse 23 again. It says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command." First of all, fearless faith helps us get creative as we adapt to an ungodly culture. Let me repeat that. Fearless faith helps us get creative as we adapt to an ungodly culture. Now, Moses' parents, Amram and Jochebed, were willing to trust in the sovereignty of God and risk their lives in order to protect the life of their son Moses. Instead of throwing the baby Moses in the Nile River like Pharaoh had commanded, they hid Moses for 3 months until God provided them with a way to preserve Moses' life. They made a floating basket and pushed it down the river towards Pharaoh's daughter as she took her morning bath. So this situation God provided for them to do this, with Moses' sister Miriam watching the basket, God guided that basket right to Pharaoh's daughter and prepared her heart to accept the baby as her own. Now, this took a lot of faith on the part of Moses' parents that God would take care of their little boy as he drifted away. Can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine having to totally trust that the Lord would guide that boat, that little basket, and that when it got to Pharaoh's daughter, that she would accept that baby, that that baby wouldn't just be simply dumped over into the river like many other babies had been. Can you imagine as she did that, as she pushed it away, as she pushed that basket away? That's faith. That's faith. She was able to trust in the sovereignty of God. God even worked it out for Jochebed to take care of Moses during the first few years of his life through the creative faith of Miriam. When she suggested that Pharaoh's daughter, that she find someone to nurse Moses. And of course, she went to her mom and had Moses, had Jochebed take care of Moses. So Moses' family had a faith that helped them resist fear and get creative in protecting the life of Moses. I believe that's what God wants us to do. You know, our culture is becoming increasingly anti-Christian. If you read the news, if you look on your Facebook posts or whatever, you'll see that. You will see that, and you will understand that this is happening. And we shouldn't be surprised that it's happening. It happens in every culture throughout history. But we can trust the Lord to help us get creative and still do what He wants us to do. And we don't have to live in fear in spite of living in an ungodly culture. Moses' family had a faith that helped them resist that. Our faith in Jesus Christ will lead us to value life to the point we develop creative ways to protect it. The CareNet ministry that we are giving to is a great example of that idea in our society, isn't it? They encourage young ladies not to get abortions, and they try and help them get the help they need so that they can take care of that baby. That's an excellent example of us getting creative in our culture. Even though we are in an ungodly culture that allows abortion, we see Christians getting creative in their way to protect life. And I think that's important for us to do. I really do. because of our faith in Christ. We value children to the point we develop ways to protect them against poor government decisions. There are Christian organizations giving children under the threat of abortion a chance at a life in spite of policies like the one-child or two-child policy in places like China. We see organizations, Christian organizations, trying to help these families, these people that have these children, and help these children avoid being slaughtered. The point is that our faith can help us overcome fear and find creative ways to deal with an ungodly culture. And I want us to remember that, because there are going to be many things in our lives where we have to get creative, where we have to do things maybe a little bit differently to protect those who are vulnerable in our families. And that's what we see happening in the family of Moses. They had faith in God, and that faith gave them the courage they needed to get creative and trust in the sovereignty of God to protect them. Look at verses 24 through 26. It says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." Now, fearless faith helps us value our identity with Christ over the wealth and pleasures of this world. Fearless faith helps us value our identity with Christ over the wealth and pleasures of this world. So apparently, Moses' mother taught Moses about the Hebrew heritage, about his Hebrew heritage, as she was taking care of him. In spite of being brought up with all the education of the Egyptians, Moses didn't abandon his heritage. I'm sure Jochebed told Moses of the promise God made to Abraham. Moses' faith in the promised plan of God brought him to make some decisions about the direction of his life. He based some decisions on the promised plan of God. His faith in the promised plan of God made him make some decisions. First, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The title of son of Pharaoh's daughter came with all the prestige one could ever ask for. But Moses gave that title up so he could be associated with Hebrew slaves. Think about that for a minute. Moses could have had the title that brought all the respect and prestige that one could ever want on this world, in this world. But he gave that up so that he could be associated with the dregs of society, with the lowest class of people in that culture at the time. But there was reasoning behind that. This meant that Moses gave up the respect and prestige of this world for the reproach and stigma of aligning himself with Jesus Christ. Verse 26 tells us Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ even though Jesus had not yet come to earth. Moses was relying on the promise God would fulfill in the future, to the point he was willing to suffer reproach for it. Think about that for a minute. Moses hadn't, Christ had not come yet, but Moses had a faith in the promised plan of God, that promised that God would send a Messiah and that he would have a wonderful kingdom established through him. And because he had faith in that plan, in the coming of Christ, he decided it was better for him to align himself with Christ than it would be for him to align himself with the Egyptian people, with the nation of Egypt. And he understood that because of his alignment with Christ, it would mean he would bear some shame and reproach. It would mean he would bear some shame and reproach. Let's read Luke chapter 9. Turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 9. Jesus is addressing his disciples here in Luke chapter 9. Look at verse 23. It says, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God.'" So right here, we see the principle that Moses understood. Moses understood this principle long before Jesus taught it to his disciples. You see, he understood that when you align yourself with Christ, it means taking up your cross, taking up the shame and reproach that comes with the cross. Taking up, be willing to suffer for your alignment with Jesus Christ, yet not being ashamed to do it. You see, Moses wasn't ashamed to align with the Hebrew people because he understood that that was the people of God. That was like lining up with the Messiah, Jesus Christ. You see, he understood the principle of taking on the reproach. We find in Hebrews 13:13, the writer continues to emphasize this point when he says, "Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach." You see, the principle of us bearing the reproach of Christ, being willing to suffer reproach for him, is just part of our faith in God. It's just part of following the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us not be afraid to identify with Jesus, even though it will bring reproach and guile upon us. Don't forget what Jesus did. Don't forget what Jesus did. He did this very same thing for you and I. Jesus was spit upon. He was reviled. He was mocked. He was beaten. And he was put to a horrible death, a death reserved for only the vilest of sinners. He took all that reproach so that he could pay for our sins. He took on all that shame so that we could have eternal life, so that we could have a personal relationship with him, so that we could experience his love and kindness forever. And because of that, we should be willing to take on the same kind of shame, the same kind of reproach. We should be willing to suffer because of what Jesus did for us. Secondly, Moses gave up the wealth and pleasure of this world when he put his faith in the promise plan of God. Moses stood to inherit vast amounts of wealth. He could have had so much money that he could have done anything he wanted in this world. All the pleasures of this world were afforded to Moses. All the sinful pleasures of this world were at his disposal, but he gave it all up to serve the true and living God, even though it meant trading pleasures of this world for sufferings. Why would Moses make such a decision? The end of verse 26 tells us. Look what it says. For he looked to the reward. You see that? Moses looked at the reward of eternal life through the promise plan of God, and he said, you know what? That is vastly better than anything Egypt has to offer me. Anything this world has to offer me. There's no pleasure, there's no amount of wealth that compares to the reward that comes through Jesus Christ and following him. And so I'm going to align myself with the promise plan of God. I'm going to align myself with Jesus Christ because I see the reward is vastly better than what I could have on this earth. And that's what we should do. We should look at the reward of eternal life with Jesus Christ and say, you know what? That reward is worth me giving up anything this world has to offer. It's worth me giving up all the sinful pleasures of this world just to follow him and please him because of the reward that he gives to me. And I think that's important for us to see. When we see the value of our reward in Jesus Christ, we will see that it is far better than all sinful pleasures and wealth in this world. This will make the choice to forsake all and follow Jesus a simple one. We read that, didn't we? Hey, if you're not willing to forsake all, take up your cross and follow him, you're not worthy of the reward that he offers. But when you realize the reward that he is offering, the choice is simple. It's a simple choice. And we should not complicate it. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your faith in him. Allow him to help you become fearless in your faith in him so that you are willing to take on the reproach of Christ and forsake the wealth and pleasures of this world. You see, I'm sure Moses might have thought something like this. You know, with all that wealth and power, once I get all that wealth and power from Egypt, then I'll let my people go. I'll show them. That's how I'll do it. I'll have all the power. I'll have all the wealth. And I'll let the people of Israel go. I'll let the Hebrew people go. He would have been trusting in the wealth and power of Egypt, though, instead of God. That's the difference. Let's not trust in the wealth and power of this world. Let's trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verses 27 through 29 back in Hebrews 11. It says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. Now, finally, fearless faith helps us endure stressful situations, opening the door for God to do amazing things in our lives. Fearless faith helps us endure stressful situations, opening the door for God to do amazing things in our lives. Now, facing Pharaoh and telling him to let the Hebrew slaves go was an extremely stressful situation. Pharaoh could have killed Moses at any time. Plus, the responsibility of guiding a million plus people out of Egypt is a daunting task. This put a lot of pressure on Moses. The stress on Moses was certainly present, but he was able to endure it because he saw him who was invisible. Now, I want you to understand something about God. God wants to put you in stressful situations. I know that stinks. And we might not think that way, but that's the way it is. Anyone never experience a stressful situation? I don't think so. God gives us stressful situations. And he gives us those, and he puts us under these stressful situations so that we can exercise our faith in him. So that we can have our faith strengthened and tempered by him. So, this stress that Moses was under was something that God had allowed to happen in his life. But he was able to endure it because he saw him who was invisible. Moses did get a glimpse of God's glory when he asked to see God. But I believe the intent here is to show us that Moses could endure the stressful situation because he had a personal relationship with God. He talked with God. He walked with God. He knew God. And he had faith in God. And because of that, he was able to endure this very stressful situation. And I believe that's God's plan for us. That we go through these stressful situations and we overcome these stressful situations by trusting in him, by walking with him, by seeing him who is invisible. We can't see him, but we know him by faith. Remember, the beginning of chapter 11 told us about this aspect of faith. When Moses was under stress, he would look to the invisible God for comfort. During a recent conflict in the Middle East, Ron and Joke Jones, who serve with the Christian and Missionary Alliance in Israel, wrote in their prayer letter, "The result of the fighting and killing has left a profound sense of discouragement that hovers over the country. Several times we have come into closer contact with this conflict than our comfort zone allowed. Yesterday, a friend said she was watching a shepherd caring for his flock near the area where guns are fired. Every time the shots rang out, the sheep scattered in fright. The shepherd touched each of them with his staff and spoke calmly to them, and the sheep settled down because they trusted the shepherd. Then another shot sounded, and the same routine happened. Each time, the sheep needed the shepherd to orient them again and to reassure them that they were safe." You know what? Jesus is our shepherd, isn't he? And there are going to be shots fired. Count on it. There's going to be shots fired that bring stress into our lives, that bring fearful situations. But God wants to help us through those. And if we will put our faith and trust in him, and we will continue to look to him for guidance, he will calm us, he will help us, and he will guide us. And we will see him do amazing things in our lives, just like he did in the lives of Moses and the Hebrew children. Think about it for a minute. This is what happened to Moses and his people. Because of their faith in God, Moses and the Hebrews were spared the wrath of God and delivered from the hand of God. They passed through the Red Sea on dry land and were rescued from the Egyptian armies when God drowned them in the same path that they walked through. You see, when we put our faith in the invisible God, He will help us through stressful situations and do amazing things in our lives. You know, this world and our culture are a scary place for Christians. We will face reproach and sufferings for our faith in Christ. But through faith, God will give us creativity to adapt to our culture. He will help us see the value of identifying with Christ. And He will help us through the stressful situations in our life. Let's ask God to give us a fearless faith so we can see Him use us for His kingdom purposes.